Today we'd like to do a chazara on Siman Kuf Tzadik Beis. We'll go through the basic Makaris, Torah Shulchan Aruch, Ta'a Shach, Kiregir, Peskei Tshuva, and then end off with the parasha. Our sugya is about a kala is nichnas l'chopah. The makar for the sugya is a gemara daf samach vav and nida. The Rava says when a person proposes to veli nosei, the locha is you need zayin nikiyim. Rava says whether it's a gdeila of tana does not make a difference. There's a chashash over here of dam chimud. Now practically our noshim anyway have a problem with the sugya. They're a nida. They never went to the mikvah. But the nafkamina is whether pesach tshuva brings down and they give out shol. That even as a keno, selekas domim, still the loch applies. There's still a chashash of dam chimud. She is no different than the case of a ktano. Piskatru brings down a second case from the Kor Shmuel. Even someone who had mezana, and she's also selekas, still would be machmer. There's a chashash of dam chimud. Now, when to apply it, come on the Beis Yosef, bring down a list of rishonim, five different shitas, what we chashish for once we have this chashash. He starts off with the Rashba Shita, then Me'ikra Adin, you just wait 7 days. You do not need a Hefzek Taira, you don't need Bedikis, nothing, just wait 7 days. However, the Rashba himself ends off to be Choshish for the Ramban Shita, a second Shita. The Ramban says, the way the Beis Yosef explains, is that you need to do a Bedika one out of the 7 days. You don't need a Hefzek, but you need one out of seven. Asada Shlishi, the Beis Yosef and the Torah brings down the Rosh Hashitah. They need a Bedikah every single day of the 7 days, but he agrees you do not need a Hefzek Taira. At Sad Revi, he brings down the Loch over here, is that you need a Hefzek and you need a Bedikah every single day, like all Noshim, the Ran Shito, Yishim Baran, the Rosh Shito. And then he ends off the Beis Yosef with the fifth Malach among the Rishonim, the Rav Yo. The loch is that when you are Teveya on that day, you do a Bedikah, that itself is enough, get married the next day. Five Shitas. La Locho, come along with Mechaber, and he paskins very clearly that we go like the Ramban. That we do not need a Hefzik, you don't need a Bedikah every single day, you need a Bedikah one of the 7 days. The Mechaber ends off, but we do not paskin like the Rav Yoh, that says a Locho that a Bedikah b'shas Tvi is enough. That means the Mechaber is passing one out of seven. The Svara behind it explains the Taz. Is that all of the Noshim, the reason why we need a Hefzik and two B'dikas every day, is Mitzad they certainly sore. Over here, she's not Mukhsi to Sidam, there's no Chesed Tomo, she's Labdaka Vadei Sor, therefore B'dika one out of seven, the Maisa, that's enough. So one sheet of the Mechaber, one out of seven. The second sheet of the Ramah, said Lachat Chilo Rechoshish for the Rosh, therefore you need a B'dika every single day. However, you do not need a Hefzik Taira. But the Evid, says Ramah, agree to the Mechaber, like the Ramban, one out of 7 days. At Sada Shlishi, the Shach Paskins, Lechatchila, we can go like the Yesh Imim in the Ran. The person needs over here a Hefzik Taira and a Bdika every single day. Needs everything, like all Noshim. However, but the Evid, he also agrees to Ramah and the Mechaber, that like the Ramban, that one out of seven is enough. He says that's the Halacha B'tzad Mashal, the Priest of the Bach. The Eva comes out at the end of the day, say the Mechaber passes l'chadchila like the Ramban, say the Ramban the Shach passes, but the Eva like the Ramban, that one out of seven is enough. The question the Shach says, why are you saying one out of seven is enough? Could you go to Sim Kuf Sadek Vav by Bedikas by an Isha, but clicks over there, how many Bedikas you need Bidi Evid? One sheet is one out of seven. The Elam knows that we passkin, you need at least two out of seven, day one and day seven. If so, over here, even B'dievad, you should need two out of seven. The Maisha, the Shach, end up saying, no, over here is better than over there. Over there, she vadai sor. Here, you do not vadai see. And therefore, over here, say the Mechaber l'chadchilo, say the Ramah and the Shach B'dievad, one out of seven, the Maisha is enough. Kamal Lutaz, and he asks a question from Yehuda and Tomer, from Boaz and Rus, we have cases that we see clearly that they did not wait Zayin Nikiyim. What happened to the chashash of Dam Chimud? So three answers on the page. The first answer, the Taz brings out for the Magen Mishnah, is that the Magen Mishnah says this halach is only Din D'Rabbanan. Like the Shach himself says in Zivkoden Zayin at the end. Once D'Rabbanan, by Yehuda and Tamar and Boaz and Rus, they were not b'shas this gezeirah. when did the Zera come about? So the Taz, this man, the Gleiz, like Kesamim, the Gleiz over here also. That's one teretz. A second teretz of the Taz. It's a since in those two cases, the Miyad I Mohan Bamito, it's like case of Pas Besaloi, therefore the Nochshash of Dam Chimut. Lamaisa the Peska Tshuva, he brings down the Chavadas, who does not like the second teretz over here of the Taz, says, what's different between the Zman Muat and Zman Marubo? Let's always be Choshev Adam Chimut over here. And therefore the Chavadas gives a third teretz, a very important Yesod over here, that the Chimut over here is not for Bia. The Chimut is for Nesuin. You don't tell me there was no Nesuin, boys, there was no Nesuin. Therefore, when there's no Chshash, unless you have a Chshash of Nesuin, that's the Chimut. So three ways of answering the Kasha of the Taz. Either it's the Dinder Rabbonon, they were not around by the Gzeira, or it's Pas Pesaloi, the Imam Miyah B'mito, or the whole Chshash only negated in Nesuin. Now, come on the Pesach Tshuva, it's Kon Aleph, and he says 4 points over here. Number one, he says, the Isha who Zokok Li'ibom, and she did a bedikah of Zainikim for after the Chalitza to marry somebody else. He says over there from the Shaar Ephraim that since it's not B'yodo to do the act of Chalitza, therefore the counting she did before does not count. It's new Chimud Chodesh coming out. You have to count again Zainikim after Chalitza. Kivega brings down the same thing. Aleph. A second, he brings down the Chamud Daniel that says this idea only counts the Smichas Das only when their Tanoim were written. If there's no Tanoim, there's no Smichas Das. The Meister, the Zman Hazel, his form say that a lot of people read the Tanoim Bizman of the Chasno. There was Smichas Das mitzad. They hired the hall, they had a set wedding date. We have a different ghetto, we love Dafko, we are going to follow this Chamud Daniel. Mr. Shuva said a third thing, he quotes the Beit Shmuel, Kivagi also quotes, that's this topic, what's a locha when you have an Isha that was a Shaita, and sometimes she's clearly there. She got engaged when she was clearly there. However, he did a Zayin Nikim when she was a Shaita through other Acharim of friends of the Bdika for her. Does that help for a case, this Isha over here, because maybe the only time there's a Chashash Chimud is only when she's clearly there. When she's a Shaita, there's no Chashash Chimud over there. Maisa Beit Shmuel is mistopic this. However, the Peska Tshuva ends off quoting the Chassam Sefer that has pushed the Shail Lekul over here. The fourth thing the Peska Tshuva says from the Chassam Sefer is that the Isha that never saw the Chosin, you start claiming maybe there's a new Chashash Chimud when he comes and shows up the day of the Chasna. The Maisa, he says, since you know you plan to get married, there's no new Chashash Chimud over here, and based upon the Zayin Nikim he did before he ever saw him. Adkan Sif Aleph. Sif Beis is when do we start counting this idea of a Chashash Chimud. Betzem, come along the Taz of Sifkon Gimel, and he points out there are really two Mahalcha among the Rishonim going on over here. We first have the Torah beginning on the Rajbo that says the idea that you're planning to get married in 2 years, there's no Smichas Das. You need a Smichas Das. In those days, it's preparing the Chasna, making beer, planting the barley for the Chasna and the beer. Today they say again other things, but you have to have a Smichas Das. That's the Rajbo Shito. Come along the Rosh and these Moisev over here, that's another stage. That the closer you get to the Chasno, the more Chimo there is, the more desire there is, and also you have a Chashash when it's close to the Chasno. That means, Avada says at Taz, that there is more Chimod, B'shas Tfiyah Mamish, and therefore Choshish even B'dieved. But the closer you get to the Chasno, there's also a case of Chimod over there. And therefore you should do the B'dika Samuch to the Chasno. So again, we have two shittas over here. We have the Rash B'shita, it's only Choshish B'shas Tfiyah. And the Rosh says, well, also, there's a Chashash when you get close to the Chasno. Building upon that, come on first the Mechaber, the Sebeis. He says, Halach is, when the Smichas Das, we're going to pass like the Rashbo, then there's a Halacha of doing the Zayin Nekiyim. Before when there's no such Halacha. Says the Mechaber, even though you're not Mekadosh yet, still, Maisa the Smichas Das. The Shach says, Koshken, if you're in the Kaddish, of course there's a Smichas Das. Come on, Ramon, and you want to be Choshev for the Rosh Hashito. And therefore it says you should do the Tefillah, Samach to Bilas Mitzvah, as much as you can. Therefore it says Ramon further, the Minig was to be Toivel on Tuesday night, and then not to be until much of Shabbos, but not to be marked more the be in the case of the Tefillah. Now explains the Taz, why were they doing a Tefillah on Tuesday night? So it says, based upon the Zeicha, the Talmud, the Gemara Ksubis, not Beis, Therefore, the tefillah was done the Lelevi, which is Tuesday night. That's why they did Tuesday night. The Maisas Achrim explain that they made the Chasn Erev Shabbos because there was at the corner to have a Niyam by the Chasno, Mitzad, they were poor. And therefore, they wanted them to have a Shabbos meal. They make the Shabbos meal being the Chasno Friday night. Friday night, for whatever reason, they did not do Biyah. Gam will get to the next time and Medina, they're allowed to go do the Biyah. They ever came out, the Poyol, they went to make the Tuesday night. And they did Biyah much of Shabbos. He had 4 days in between. Now goes on the Ramah further and says, but let's say you did not do Biyah much of Shabbos. Then the loch is, you have to do Bedikah every day until the Bilas Mitzvah. However, Bedi'ever not be Machmer until the case 1 out of 7, Al Shamban Shito. Now the simple reading of the Ramah is that after the Chasno, until the Bilas Mitzvah, you have to do a Bedikah. According to Chavadas, the whole Chima is only Mitzvah the Sugya of Nesuyin, a marriage. So why in the world is Ramah saying over here, you have to do a Bedikah until the Bilas Mitzvah? So the way the Chavadas seems to the same Pshat to the Ramah, and the Baal HaShulchan said that's what the Chavadas means. When it says Ad Bilas Mitzvah, it means until you doicha not the Bila, you doicha the Nesuyin. And Enechlami wants to hit the Nesuyin, and afterwards there's no Chiyah Bedikah at all. The Chiddush reading in the Ramah, the Ramah over here means when it says if you push off the Bia to later, meaning you push off the Chasna to later. Again, that's before that way in the Lekha Yosher. The Ramah does end off. The halacha is that the Choshen is the Kala, the Maisa issues Shemer Zainakim. As the Shach points out, that's not a Minig B'Zmanazeh. Usually the Shevim or the people around will find out what the halacha is, they'll tell you, and you should not is the Kala this Indian. Now the Pesach HaTshuva over here, it's the Kondal, the Big Zan Evin HaShoyim. It says a choson cannot do bia b'yom chupasa during the day. And he explains that even though the loch is get to eshmem medinoi, a person is allowed to do tashmish b'bayis offal. That means in Eretz Yisrael you have a good tris, you shut it, and the room is dark. Any person is allowed to tashmish. Hagam, of course, that's not the minigam the odom. We're not tanagrilim over here. We don't do that. Hagam medina it's mutter. But the choson l'maisa cannot do that. Now, if you look up the Evin HaShoyim, the reason why he's saying that for, he's saying, and though the halacha is, we'll get to, that a person cannot go to the mikvah during the seventh day. We go to the mikvah the seventh at night. Except a kala can go during the seventh during the day. So if she went seventh during the day, she had a chasta during the day, you have tashmish during the day, she bet him she's not Torah yet. She only Torah at night. Therefore, we did not let her be boiled during the day. Maisa by us, the chasta is at night. That means she went to the mikvah, she went to Torah. Even she went to the Eish Torah. Therefore, number one, the halacha does not apply to us at all, Kiyuza. And number two, the Pikachu himself ends off the Noda Behuda disagrees with this halacha over here, not to be Choshish. Sif Kimmel, come on, the Mechaber brings down this idea of pushing off a Chasno. Came up, Bezman Azeh, Mitzah the Sugi of Corona. Says the Mechaber, let's say you push off the Chasno, even though a person waits Zayin Nekiyim, says the Shach, even though she was tabled over here, the halacha is, you have to wait another Zayin Nekiyim, and they do a tefillah over here, wants to make a show when to decide the new date of the Chasno. So even if it checks, do bedikas in between every day, the Maisa does not work until you make a new day of the Chasno. Now the Taz speaks out five cases over here. The first case it starts off, it says, let's say you're not doichel beberi, you didn't suddenly push it off. That means the Chasno says, you know, I want more money, I want a better stellar, I want this, I want that, but it's not suddenly pushed off. So the Vader, he said, in that case, did not need a new Zainakim Chadash off. Not pushed off. Second, he says, let's say it is pushed off for sure by one side, but not the second side. His example is, the Chasam pushed it off, and the Kal is running after him. Again, he says, as long as you don't have both of them pushing it off, there's no Gemir Das. As he said, his words are very interesting, Maisim and Chayoyim on the day of the Chasna, the man's pushing it off. Still, that's not Nichol Geder of a Dechi over here. And if again, you do not need Zainakim Chadash off. A third case, he says, let's say you doich this one 100%, but when you doich it, you met a set date, at that moment, went to have the chasno. So he says, the loch is, you do not need another 7 days more al zayin akim tzadam chimud, not like the levosh. That's how the Bach and the Shach and Peskachuva paskins that way, that since at the same heskim, when you push off the chasno, you agree to another date, there's no new chash adam chimud over here. The Shach is Moisif if at the moment you do the Bedikah to make sure she's Tahira. Sounds like it's being Moisif the Rav Yal Shito. However, the Pesach HaTshuva says from the Sidah Taira that the Shach is calling the Bach It was not Maitik Yafa, the words of the Bach over here. The last thing the Taz over here says, brings on the Lavosh, when a person switches a chosin, the loch is when you... No, it sounds like the Shach says you need it. And he's being... But he says, rak and botka, his words are only if you do this. It sounds like you don't do it, it doesn't work. You're saying, even you're saying it's good, but you have it. Now, he ends off the Taz with the fifth point, the case of Lavosh, when a person switched chassanim over here, and the Taz Moisev, not only that, he went back to their first chassan, Nichol Geder of Nu Dam Chimod, Chashash over here, and if you need Zayin Nikiyim, Mitzad HaSugidam Chimod. And the Pesach Yeshua points out, Nechsam Sofer, even the case where you left for his chosin, not because you don't like him, you liked him, he's terrific. But you know what? I found a better person. Still in that situation, also Nichol Geder of Chashash of Chamda Chadosha, and if you need a new case of Zayin Nikiyim over here. So again, this is the 5 points that Taz discusses in the Geta, make this case practical. One last case on the page, Pesachu brings down, a case where you were Deuch the Suin, then a couple of hours later, on the same day, you came along and you made Shalom, made up Shara, and you made again the Chasta back to the way how it's supposed to be. So it brings down that the Bach, Muritatz, they get involved what the Lumdus over here is, which is Deuch the Suin. They get involved and say, since you are not missing any Bedikas over here, you're not Messiah Das from the Bedikas, therefore, we do not need any more Zainakim. That's how the Sagittari Apostles, Lemaisa Lekulo. He does say from the Chavadas, but let's see, Mavatal Achonof Linesuyin, you stop doing things already, then Echanami, that's really Mavatal, the Das from the Chasno, then you need a new Zainakim, it's out of the new Chemda she might have had over here. Sif Dalid, the Sukkah, a Sugyo of when it's, when she's Osir, Bismarck, she got married. The case of the Mechaba is when either there's a chuppah when she's a dam chimud, chashash dam chimud, or the case is chuppah's tahirah, she came a nida right afterwards. The Shach says, for us, Bnei Ashkenaz, sending him a chuppah's nida will be the same halacha. And that means, even though the Mechaba left out chuppah's nida, but that's the Mechaba, the chashash of the Bnei Svard, they do not allow chuppah's nida. Also, word of the Shach is the minig poshit, and it's clear across the board, we let the chuppah's nidos even l'chadchila, and therefore the same halacha would apply over here. The halacha is, says the Mechaber, we cannot have yichud. Now says Ramo, this halacha is no difference, whether it's a bachar to an almoin, whether it's a psula to almono. Why do you take these two cases? The Shach speaks out in the Sukkot Yud Beis, the case of, you might think an almoin might be mutter, because you already had tashmis over here, k'mashmon, even an almoin might say osa yichud. Why take a case of Psula versus Almono? He said the Chiddush of Psula is you might think after you had Tashmish. However, do not see Dam Nidus. You might think Stam still to be Machm over here. Mitzad Isanas Chomer, Machloikis Rama, versus Ben Yeruchim versus Rosh. He said no, Maisa once you had Tashmish, Maisa will matter it. There's no Issa Yichud over here. And therefore, these halachas that we're saying over here, there's an Issa of Yichud, applies to the case only when you didn't have any Tashmish over here. Once you had Tashmish, says the Shach, which Mechaba Be'etzim says, it kufs out a case of Aleph. There's a muti yichud over here, because once you already had Tashmish, loy talk of a yitzvah kalkach, maisets mutter. Now, comes along the Ramah, it brings out from the Truma Sedeshen. Let's say an Isha was Tahira when you got married. And for the next day or two, you were not boil her for whatever reason. Then she became a Nida. So we see over here, you could shold your Taiva. Maybe now there's no chash, and the yichud lemais will be mutter. And it happens, and it comes up this case over here among young chassanim for whatever reason, is there be a heter of yichud over here, which yichud, everyone understands, is numerous times very embarrassing. So Ramal Meister brings down Trumas Adeshin, Beloshin Yesh Oimim, they do not need any shimur, v'mach metov l'bracha. The Shach says, that's a repaskin, like is tam odm has a cheskes kashrus. Atzal HaShem, the Taz says, what do you mean? It's not normal that way, yesh l'chalp in the shor behemo, that usually to be a tam is the normal way. A person normally has a taiva, he has a yates over here, and therefore he wants to argue upon this halacha and say, no, we cannot be something upon the Chubas and Deshin, and there is a yichud over here. Now, the svar over here to Michael says, the shach is why? Because we see control of your taiva. But let's say to the shach, the reason why you didn't have tashmish is for other reasons, not because you controlled your taiva, because we have a minig over here of not to be bold the two or three days over here, and to be clear, so the shach that's a minig shtus, and the vada is nochid mevatel. So then you have no raya anymore that you control your taiva, just you think based upon minig. Echnami, even according to Ramah, there won't be any yet over here. The Maisa yesterday, a chosim told me that his friends told him that the first couple of days, don't do tashmish. Mamush, like I said yesterday, don't do. He told me chosim that don't do it. Why? Because you know, you want to be mutter a couple of days over here, otherwise you can't touch her. The old lachok is Maisa also over here, and anything you want to do. So first of all, there are shayim over here. Poshu Rishoyim, and Nevada, every single Sefer says, Chas v'sholom, these people are Rishoyim over here. Now, V'oid, you can point out, according to Shach, if she becomes a Nid over here, he shlod in a harbe, if you even have the head to according to Ramah. First of all, Nuh is Pesach, go like the Taz, not like the Shach, the Ramah. But even to go with the Shach, if you lahachis are doing that, not because you're controlling your taiva, because if I care, you have a massive taiva. This is the other way around, except you want to have more fun over here. He shlod in a harbe, if you even have the head to the Ramah. Besides, again, the people are Rishayim over here. Now, once we have this... I'm sorry? Yes. It's not clear what... I'm not clear what where the minig of shtus is coming from. Again, it's the minig of shtus. If this is where it's coming from, for current, it's a clear that they're wrong. But I'm not clear where it's coming from. So I'm not sure if the shach means minig mitzah minig, or minig mitzah these friends over here that are Rishayim. Yeah, the Shach says that if you have this minik shul shtus, you won't have the satur. The Shach says that. Now, the Mechab... Right, no, so the way how all this from the Genevah with... Either he was more sensitive to her, or he was more chilled about it. Not because he sometimes people are a little bit embarrassed. He was controlling himself more mitzad midas ben amal chaveroi. Not mitzad midig, not mitzad taiva. The other way, he's doing it more mitzad. Sometimes people are sensitive to the other person, and the other person is very nervous. Now, the Mechaber said, negate the sugya of Yichud, the loch is that he sleeps bein anoshim and she sleeps bein anoshim. That means they both have to have shemim over here. Come on, Ramah, when he says over this halacha, so first he comes along and says that there are two shitas over here. There's a Rosh Hashita and the Raivat Shita. They're saying two opposites. The Rosh Hashita is, there's no difference between day and night, same halacha, except the halacha is either she has to sleep with Bein Noshim, or he has to sleep Bein Anoshim, but not both of them. That's oi oi. The second sheet of the Rivet is Fakert. The loch is you only need at night and you don't need during the day. But at night when you need, they both need. Say he has to sleep with Ben and she has to sleep with the ladies, they both need. That means we have two opposites over here. The minig the Ramah came along and says, we took on both Luchumra. The read the Ramah slowly, he says, the loch is at night she has to sleep with the Ketana and he has to sleep with the Katan. They both need at night. However, during the day, they only need one. Either she'll need or he needs. That means it took on at night, you need two mitzvah the Rosh. And during the day, you took on one mitzvah the Raivit over here. Then we took on both Luchum over here. Now, Lemaisa, this mindig of taking on these Ketanim and Ketanot over here, what's the age? So come on the Shach, corner in the Bach. Someone's Yoida Tam Bia and not Moisim Atzlan Bia. Now, practically, this form says that between the age of 7 to 10, boys might be a drop different than girls over here, but that's the numbers I say. Now, the Pesach Teshuva does bring down that the minig from the Be'er Sheva is a t'mur to be noig like this is in the Kedin. It says, certainly in a situation when the mother of the Kala sees to the Bitoi, that's certainly a case of Issa Gomer. And therefore, what to go do practically, usually the one Misada Kedushin says what to go do practically. I got my head different shmuas, the different people, the different hoggers and klaisol. What to go do practically? The last thing over here, sefei is sugya matzah gushosai. Come on, the mechaber brings down that even though they already were mutter, they were together and they had tashmish, but since they got divorced, they get remarried over here. The loch is you need another new zayin akim. Dam chimud, such a nice raya to the case of the Chavadas, the sugar over here is mitzvah nesuyin shaboy. Because if Shua does bring down the advaz, then let's say you divorced mitzvah Shua and she knows you can get back together again, maybe you did not need a case new dam chimon, because it's if the chasen really never stopped, it would just mitzvah Shua shaboy. Now there's a second point over here, that really are two sugars over here. There's one mitzvah zainakim, and we just end off sevdal mitzvah the sugar of yichud. The question over here is, what happened to the sugya of Yichud? And they will come out from the Taz of Kivega Pesach Tshuva that are discussing three cases negir to Yichud. The first case that the Taz is discussing, by Masagu Shosai, that the Mechabes says you need Zayin Nekiim, let's say you got married, do you need a Shmi over here inside the sugya of Yichud? It sounds like from the flow of the Mechaber, that only by a regular case you need an of Yichud, Mashenkin over here, you did not need a case of Yichud. No, it's of Yichud, you do not need Shmira. And the svara is, because once you already was your wife over here, lo talk of Yitzroy, and therefore the mice it's mutter. Therefore it comes out that even though she needs Zayin Nekiim, but there's no Isser of Yichud. Building upon that, Kamal Kivegan says, if that's so, let's say in Masagu Shosai, and she became a Nido. Not the case of Dam Chimun V'Choshish for her. Case of person Nido. Do you say it's the same thing or not? Kivegan wants a Medayik from the Taz. Dafka, the case of Chash Dam Chimud, that those places can want to be Meku, do not need Zayin Nekiim, but Tzarif them, and therefore can make up Mitzvah the Sugya of Shmira also. Masha Enke, but Masha Gershosa, if Persa Nida, Lukuliyam, what's also, to have Tashmish with her, then maybe Taz will agree of Vadi in the case of Yichud. However, he brings out the first Lamosha says, not the way in the Taz, he wants to Mephakvik upon the first Lamosha. A third case, coming with the first Lamosha, step further now, says, once we could be Mekel, Masha Gershosa, and we came in Nida, let's say it was not Masa Gershosai. Stami, he had Tashmish with her, Pesnos. Then he got married, and then she person Nido. That means every once in a while you hear a Maisa, some Chosu was Nichshol with his Kalo, they had Znos, then there's Chopas Nido. The Swam discussed practically, is there an Issa of Yichud over here or not? Kivege brings down first Lamosha, in this case, Tzarechil and Dinoi. Building upon the Swam over here, do we say Echanami, he still needs a Nekiyim? But do you have the Isser of Yichud? Because once you already had Tashmish, maybe there's no Isser Yichud anymore. Coming with Taz of Kon Ches, and he has a case over here when a person is Kveya the Chasna and says, if you want, you can have the Chasna even earlier. He says, Allah is a Choshish for a new Chimud. Now, first, we mentioned already in Chabura, there was a Maisa in Bnei Chabura 2 months ago that the Chasna was Sunday, they made the Chasna earlier, 2 days earlier on Friday, inside the Corona. The question is, the Chura, this Taz sounds like, where should be Chosh v'nu Chimun Chodosho. So, the Bada Shulchan Be'etzim L'Meluam points out, the Chura, there's a steer is this Taz, versus Taz is Sevkot and Gimel. Sevkot and Gimel, he brings down the Drisha and says, making it earlier, no Chshash Chimud. Here saying, making it earlier, is a Chshash Chimud Chodosho. Need a new Zayin Nekiim. The Maestah Bada Shulchan L'Meluam passes L'Kula, and lets the most firm go. And the answer to B'doichik, the Pesha and the Taz over here is, when you made the set day from the Chasna, with the case which could be in 14 months from now, there was no Chimun at all. And he said, if you want, you can make it earlier. Earlier now, and he started to make it earlier, and now there's a new Chash Chimun over here, because there's a Chimun that never was beforehand. There are other Turtzim over here, but Maisa, there is a Kash, you do have to ask from the Taz and Gimel, the Taz and Ches. Maisa Peskechuvah brings down over here, from the Nadeb Yehuda, of a Kala that had a set date and wants to make it earlier, and he speaks to the father of the Chosin. The father of the Chosin says, I'm asking to you, I want to make it earlier, except I have to go ask my wife. So she, the Maestah, she starts doing a B'dika, because her father said, the father of the Chosin says, he's masking. Maestah, since he says I have to go ask my wife, and Lav Dafka women will say yes or no, then the Shliach came and said yes, the wife is masking, since it's Nichol Get of a Sofik, therefore, it's not a Gemiris Das over here, and therefore, you need a new Zayin Nekiim over here. It goes on further, but let's say he said, my wife is 100% going to be Maskim, except I have to confirm with my wife, which everyone knows what that means exactly. So the Lachi still says it's Svar over here to be Mekel, but still, Tzarechiyin, since it's Tolibah Cherim, because sometimes for whatever reason, women get you to change your mind, and you're stuck over here. So first, Adkan, the Sugya I think Chazar and Kuf Sadik Beis. Geshmaka thing, we have Friday and Shabbos, make Chazor, make a kinyan on the sugi over here. We start the parasha. I was learning with my son today, a 12-year-old, the parasha Baruch HaKosai. We got to the pasuk, V'chi simku mincha la misecho, economy Adam Isecho. The Pasuk says when you buy, you should buy from Yid and sell to Am Isecho. We read Rashi, we read the Chinuch together. Rashi brings down, and the Chinuch brings down the Safra, that says when you have a choice to buy from Yid or a guy, you buy from a Yid over a guy. Your choice is sell to Yid or a guy, you buy from you sell to Yid over a guy. So my son, my 12-year-old says, so how can we buy from Amazon? How can we buy from some place that's a lot cheaper? What's the lachan together to chilainim? So they ask me all these questions. So we try to go through the sugya together to make it practical. So we took out an Avos Chesed, the Chofetz Chaim, and discussed these in Yonim. First, over there, the Chofetz Chaim is very clear. It's lav dafka buying and selling. He says, even to get to renting, even to get to hiring cleaners in the house. So my son says, right now we have a cleaner who's a kushi. What's he doing in the house? Go get a yid over here. But first, halacha applies in all cases in the gate to mamonis. Aleph says the Chofetz Chaim. A second, what person does it apply to? So there is a Torah Tmimon that says in Chumash, and on this halacha, that says Amisecha, Amshe Itcha B'Torah Mitzvahs. He wants Taina, Torah Mitzvahs means someone who's in laws and regulations. People who are in Yeshiva Olam, people who are non-Yeshiva Olam, Genghis Khan, people who have right as might. For them, you cannot buy and sell to them when there's Yid in front of you. But Goyim Bizmanazeh, he says, Nichlin Gedev Amisecho. Repel to get in. But he says, Goyim Bizmanazeh, Nichlin Amisecho. I once wrote this to Kovitz Baruch 15, 20 years ago. They wrote back to me, there must be this Torah Tmimo, it's because of the censors, it's not true, it's a forgery. So I wrote back to this Kovitz, four other places the Torah Tmimo says this halacha bariches. L'maisa, I did tell them, I agree, the Chofetz Chaim disagrees, the Chofetz Chaim brings down this halacha, over here, that even going bizmanazeh, we do not buy for them when there's Yisrael over here, or sell to them, because Yisrael overrides a guy. So it comes out that bizmanazeh, chaloinim are not nichal amisecho, first going are not nichal amisecho, according to Chofetz Chaim, that's how all the Svarim go. V'ois says the Svarim, there's some type of force that way in Tshuva, the price can bring down, that going are also not nichal amisecho in the gate to this Indian. Chilainim. Therefore, I told my son, you have a choice between a Shema Torah Mitzvah or a Chilaini, whether buying or selling or renting or hiring. The Lachid, of course, Yisrael overrides Saya Goy and Saya Chilaini. But then we got involved with newest cases in the house, in my own house, what's going on over here? So we took out again the Chofetz Chaim, and the Chofetz Chaim has a kasha by the Sugya Dvar Metzro, the Lachid Chosh Mish, but Sim Kufayin Hei. The over there discusses that you do not have to lose a little bit of money and go sell the house to a guy over a yid, when he loses a little bit of money. Therefore, the Chofetz Chaim comes out and makes three dargas over here. He says, if it's shava, a yid or a guy, you have a chiyuv, one of the tarig mitzvahs, brought down by the chinuch, to go buy from a yid over a guy. Or to go sell to a yid over a guy. Or to hire a yid over a guy, if it's shava. If they can lose a little bit amount of money, then the lochus of the Chofetz Chaim is, it's a mitzvah for a yid over a guy. Now, to be clear, there are those who disagree with the Chofetz Chaim, says still there's a chiyuv. The Chofetz Chaim went to get it of mitzvah shabbai. If you can lose a lot over here, a lot of money, then there is no chiyuv to go buy, and there is no mitzvah to go buy a yid over a guy. You can lose out of it. So again, this make clear the get halacha. The halacha applies to all cases. Number one, what people apply to shem Torah mitzvahs. Number two, number three, if it's shava, that's a chiyuv. If it's a hefsim muat, it's a mitzvah. And the large hefsid, there is no mitzvah over here. The musa shubai is to take out of it. Zachinu bnei Yisrael is negato numis ben amal chaveros that sometimes people work upon the locha shubai. But there's another way how to work upon all that numis ben amal chaveros is the yisayid shubai that you realize that we are chinu bnei Yisrael, we are brothers over here. If you realize every yid over here is a brother, would you speak bad about him? Would you say lashon hara about him? Would you hurt him, afflict him? Would you buy from somebody else? For example, if your brother is selling something, and the guy is selling something, if it's the same price, chiyal al adas, you're not going to buy from brother? You can ask even further. If your brother costs a little bit more than a guy, chiyal al adas, that person will go buy from a guy over his brother? No, I think everyone understands that, everyone recognizes that. So, Echlami, in my house, we try to get cleaners, and I tell my son, and we in the house sometimes get cleaners that are Shema Torah mitzvahs. But there's no option numerous times. Echlami, then we can get Goyim. And Amazon, I explained to my son, it was a little bit of a difference, 100% you're right. That's a mitzvah. for sure. However, it's a large difference, costs you a lot of money, chayecha koidim, there is no inyan over here. But if you understand that we are brothers over here, that's the site of the mitzvah, that is the concept you have to realize, we relate one to another, especially in today's matzvah over here. I heard recently they came out with a fact that that the anti-Semitic attacks upon people in America, the United States of America, this past year was more than the past four decades. That means the sinner they have, fine, that's for us to them to us. But we have to bond together, have ahava one to another, realize we are achinim bnei Yisrael. And these are the mitzvahs. The question is what to work on first. Is he have that gosha, help out with the mitzvahs? Or through the mitzvahs we'll have that gosha? But actually, either way you want to do it, you have to ingrain this hagosha that we are achinim bnei Yisrael over here. We should feel for each other, by this matzah we should daven for each other. People are sick over here, we should help out each other. People have a hard time in parnasa over here, we should do whatever we can. And we have this hagosha, we have brothers over here. Not only is it easier the mitzvahs, but it's the aside of the mitzvah over here. And talk with that, to realize we're brothers, we're name Alochim. These are how we can become the mitzvahs. We'll talk with Zechah to see each other in Eretz Yisrael. And we'll see each other, we'll get involved in the shayla of Aloch Lamaisra. Do we say a bracha, Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'zman hazeh. A freilich and a good Shabbos. Questions?